Don't look back. Keep your eyes on the finish line. A compilation.
The Apostle Paul challenged himself and all Christians to keep moving forward in the Christian walk of faith. When Paul said he was forgetting those things which are behind, he referred to not looking back at past relationships, memories, failures, temptations, or anything that might distract from a single-minded focus on the upward call of God in Christ. To inspire his audience, Paul drew on the image of an athlete running a race with uncompromising determination to reach the finish line and win the prize. Forgetting what is behind is Paul's way of saying, don't look back. Stop dwelling on the past. Don't let anything behind you interfere with your present progress or future efforts. In 1 Corinthians 9:25, Paul compared an athlete's crown to the believer's eternal prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. When it comes to forward motion, our bodies tend to move automatically toward the place where our eyes are directed. A runner who keeps turning back to see what is behind him will lose his race. Understanding this phenomenon, Paul urged believers to stop looking back at the past and stay focused on the future goal. GotQuestions.org. The Apostle Paul made it a habit to forget about the past and instead focus on what's ahead. Forget means to cease or fail to remember, be unable to recall, or omit or neglect unintentionally. Paul wrote about the finish line of our faith, eternity with Christ. The English Standard Version reads, "Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." The ESV Global Study Bible explains, "The Greek word for a goal can mean either the finish line in a race or an archery target. The prize for Christians is the blessings and rewards in the age to come." God blessed me with incredible distance running coaches. They taught me to focus on the finish line, helped me to learn how to pace myself and break the bad habit of looking back. It takes a lot of faith to put your head down and exhaust every ounce of energy in your body, trusting someone to pick your wobbly, passed-out self off the ground at the finish line. Coach's voice still rings in my ears today, layered with more belief in me than I ever had. Jesus is calling us. Listen and look for him in the present and the future. Look back briefly enough to remember how important it is to keep running forward. We'd look ridiculous if we ran backward at full speed. Let's pray for the focus to keep moving forward. Father, thank you for faithful servants like Paul. Through his divinely inspired words and life story, we can learn what it means to keep running forward into the future you have planned for us. We tend to cling to things that have already happened, wishing they would have gone another way. Father, we pray for your divine strength today to help us focus on the present. What do you have for us to do today, God? Help us to focus. This is the day you have made, Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad in it and in what's to come, Jesus' return and eternity with you in heaven. For all who claim Jesus as their Savior, this is what we have to look forward to. Father, we pray your voice echoes in our minds like my coach's voice still rings in mine. Sometimes we need someone to believe in us more than we believe in ourselves. Jesus, you are always that person for us. You are our Savior, Messiah, living water, and friend. In Jesus' name, amen. Meg Butcher. Be not weary nor faint in your mind. It can be a struggle to keep going when things get tough. It takes faith and courage and a lot of fight. The trouble with some of us is that we stop trying in trying times. Some people faint in their minds. They give up mentally. They give up spiritually. But the Bible says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. And be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. The will is powerful. The spirit of a man will sustain him, but who can bear a broken spirit? Strong faith and a strong will have many times overcome seemingly insurmountable handicaps and obstacles. When you're weak and incapable and insufficient, then God has a chance to be strong and capable and sufficient in you. So don't give up too soon. Don't get rescued prematurely. Don't quit just before the finish line. Anything wonderful can happen in that little margin of time when you don't look back, you don't give up, you don't quit, but you keep on believing and keep on fighting. You'll never be sorry you trusted Him. You'll be glad throughout all eternity that you held on and kept on keeping on for Jesus. David Brant Berg. The Race. Whenever I start to hang my head in front of failure's face, my downward fall is broken by the memory of a race. A children's race, young boys, young men, how I remember well. Excitement, sure, but also fear. It wasn't hard to tell. They all lined up so full of hope, each thought to win that race. Or tie for first, or if not that, at least take second place. Their parents watched from off the side, each cheering for their son, and each boy hoped to show his folks that he would be the one. The whistle blew and off they flew like chariots of fire. To win, to be the hero there was each young boy's desire. One boy in particular, whose dad was in the crowd, was running in the lead and thought, "My dad will be so proud." But as he speeded down the field and crossed a shallow dip, the little boy who thought he'd win lost his step and slipped. Trying hard to catch himself, his arms flew every place, and midst the laughter of the crowd, he fell flat on his face. As he fell, his hope fell too. He couldn't win it now. Humiliated, he just wished to disappear somehow. But as he fell, his dad stood up and showed his anxious face, which to the boy so clearly said, "Get up and win that race." He quickly rose, no damage done, behind a bit, that's all, and ran with all his mind and might to make up for his fall. So anxious to restore himself, to catch up and to win, his mind went faster than his legs, he slipped and fell again. He wished that he had quit before with only one disgrace. "I'm hopeless as a runner now, I shouldn't try to race." But through the laughing crowd he searched and found his father's face, with a steady look that said again, "Get up and win that race." So he jumped up to try again, 10 yards behind the last. "If I'm to gain those yards," he thought, "I've got to run real fast." Exceeding everything he had, he regained 8, then 10, but trying hard to catch the lead, he slipped and fell again. Defeat! He lay there silently, a tear dropped from his eye. "There's no sense running any more. 3 strikes, I'm out. Why try? I've lost, so what's the use?" he thought. "I'll live with my disgrace." But then he thought about his dad, who soon he'd have to face. "Get up," an echo sounded low. "You haven't lost at all. For all you have to do to win is rise each time you fall." "Get up," the echo urged him on. "Get up and take your place. You were not meant for failure here. Get up and win that race." So up he rose to run once more, refusing to forfeit, and he resolved that win or lose, at least he wouldn't quit. so far behind the others now, the most he'd ever been. Still, he gave it all he had and ran like he could win. 3 times he'd fallen stumbling, 3 times he rose again. Too far behind to hope to win, he still ran to the end. They cheered another boy who crossed the line and won first place. Head high and proud and happy, no falling, no disgrace. But when the fallen youngster crossed the line in last place, the crowd gave him a greater cheer for finishing the race. And even though he came in last with head bowed low, unproud, you would have thought he'd won the race to listen to the crowd. And to his dad he sadly said, "I didn't do so well." "To me, you won," his father said. "You rose each time you fell." And now when things seem dark and bleak and difficult to face, the memory of that little boy helps me in my own race. For all of life is like that race, with ups and downs and all. And all you have to do to win is rise each time you fall. And when depression and despair shout loudly in my face, another voice within me says, "Get up and win that race." Attributed to Dr. D.H. D. Groberg.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.